This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with baseball executive Joe Torre and his wife Allie about their Safe at Home Foundation, which helps children in homes with domestic violence. But first, the average American spends $1,100 on online food orders every year. A survey found that a quarter of people order at least once a week, and 1 in 20, 5%, admit to ordering food online every 1 or 2 days. The top reasons for ordering takeout online, 52% blamed cravings, 35% admitted to laziness or tiredness, and not knowing what to cook with what you have in the house. The costs of rent, haircuts, meals, and coffee are up these days. Last month, the price of haircuts jumped 1.6% in the biggest monthly jump in 62 years. Coffee prices jumped 6.1% in January from 12 months earlier, and beef prices are up nearly 11% in the past year alone. Also, rent jumped 3.5% in June from a year earlier. The increase is a sign that the economy is getting more difficult for families that remain squeezed by sluggish pay growth when even small price increases hurt. With both foreclosures and new quarterly bankruptcy listings reaching their lowest rate since 2006, the leading personal finance website, WalletHub, checked the health of the housing market in 25 big cities. Given such evidence as the U.S. economy's steady recovery, WalletHub assessed the health of the real estate market in 25 of the largest metropolitan areas. They did so by examining 10 key metrics ranging from interest rates on a first mortgage to the percentage of households that receive state or local assistance on their first housing loan. So the healthiest housing markets start with number 10, Houston, Texas, followed by Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at number 9, Rochester, New York at number 8, New York City at number 7, Austin, Texas at number 6. Healthiest housing markets include number 5, Hartford, Connecticut. Northern New Jersey region is number 4, San Antonio, Texas number 3, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, number 2, and Boston, Massachusetts, the number 1 healthiest housing market. Some key statistics: the equity as a percentage of the home's value is 4 times higher in the New York metro area than in, say, the Las Vegas metro area. The median number of years left until the mortgage is paid off in the Seattle, Washington metro area is twice as high as in the Rochester, New York metro area. The percentage of total mortgages obtained with no proof of income, assets, or debt is 3 times higher in Tampa, Florida than in Boston. The percentage of households that received help through state or local government programs for their first mortgage in the Orlando, Florida area remained twice as high as that of Austin, Texas metro area. The percentage of households that had a home equity line of credit is 12 times higher in the Rochester metro area than in San Antonio. The percentage of underwater mortgages is 6 times higher in Las Vegas than in Rochester, New York. WalletHub has studied the best and worst cities for first-time home buyers. The worst cities for first-time home buyers include Inglewood, California, Salinas, California, Paterson, New Jersey, Miami, Florida, New York City, New York, Oakland, California, New Bedford, Massachusetts, and then the bottom three, Miami Beach, Florida, and then Richmond and Compton, California. The best cities for first-time home buyers include Thornton, Colorado, Longmont, Colorado, McKinney and Carrollton, Texas at number 6, Plano, Texas, Frisco, Texas at number 5, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma is number 4, Centennial, Colorado at 3, and the best cities for first-time home buyers, Allen, Texas at number 2, and Overland Park, Kansas, number 1. AMC Theaters has created a video message alerting moviegoers to look out for suspicious people with bad agendas and report it immediately. It states if you happen to see any suspiciously strange characters or bad agendas, report them immediately to our crew. Most moviegoers said if this short film is the first step to keeping people safe, they're all on board. Most recently, the shooting at a movie theater in Louisiana last week killed 2 people and injured 9 others. A man was arrested for plotting to set off a bomb in a backpack on the beach at Key West, Florida. The FBI was alerted to Facebook posts made by the 23-year-old man in April of this year, in which he expressed his support for ISIS. He then told an informant he wanted to put a bomb in a backpack on a public beach, then set it off remotely by a cell phone. He was arrested when he received an inactive bomb that was prepared by undercover FBI agents. The NFL has upheld the decision to bench Tom Brady for 4 games over underinflated footballs, meaning backup Jimmy Garoppolo will be in the spotlight. Brady had appealed, but NFL chief Roger Goodell says he's more convinced than ever that the QB not only ordered staffers to deflate the balls before a playoff game to make them easier to handle, but tried to cover up his actions. A key factor in the decision was that Tom Brady had his cell phone destroyed. Brady did so even though he was aware investigators had requested access to text messages and other electronic information that had been stored on that phone. As a result, 10,000 Brady texts were gone for good. Bill Cosby will soon speak on at least one old allegation of sexual misconduct. Attorney Gloria Allred represents plaintiff Judy Huff, who has accused Cosby of molesting her when she was 15 years old. Allred said a judge in Santa Monica, California, stated he will set a date by the end of the week for Cosby to give a deposition in the civil suit filed by Huff. Allred, who represents 17 Cosby accusers, says the judge ordered that Cosby's deposition to be given under oath will come no later than September 30th. Huff will also be deposed. Huff alleges Cosby sexually molested her inside the Playboy Mansion when she was 15 years old. Though the statute of limitations has run out for criminal cases, California passed a law in 1990 allowing allegations of underage sexual abuse to be made in civil suits years or decades later. Joe and Ally Torrey just held their annual golf and tennis event to raise money for their Safe at Home Foundation that helps kids in abusive homes. And Joe says Major League Baseball is working on rules and regulations for its players regarding domestic violence.
Well, I mean, I testified in front of Congress, you know, and it's something that's out in the public's eye now. And I, you know, I guess if, you know, bad things happen, but hopefully good things come of it. You know, I know where all the sports have either put policies together or in the process of putting policies together. And I know MLB is not all the way there yet because they want to make sure when they finally put this policy together that it's all encompassing. And not only handles players, but anybody connected with Major League Baseball, that we want to make sure that we get the message out there and as I say, have a plan. It's very complicated. I mean, you know, abuse and domestic violence is a very complicated issue. So it's not something you can just throw together. You know, we're all looking to discipline whoever does something wrong. And there should be a disciplinary part of it. But more importantly, so it doesn't happen again, is the fact that you want people to understand why it's not the right behavior. And you know, just because you're a good athlete or you're stronger than somebody else doesn't mean that that's the way to solve issues. And so, you know, education is the only way you're going to get there. You know, you need to educate the educators, too. Educate. I think the law enforcement has come a long way in this regard. I was on committees for the Attorney General. I was a co-chair of the Defending Childhood Task Force for the Attorney General recommendation to the president. And, you know, I got a pretty good education, you know, for how complicated this issue is. But it's something we need to pay attention to. We just can't sweep it under the rug. You need to do it in conjunction with the Player Association. There's no question. And, you know, we're both in on these conversations. And again, we need to be fair and we need to, be thorough. And again, that's why it takes time, because it's more about doing it right than just doing it. So, you know, as I say, we're close in MLB, but we're not quite there yet.
Joe, what does it mean to you to turn this game of golf and your famous friends into raising money and helping it to this point? 45,000 kids. How do you process that?
Well, there's more kids out there that need our help. So, you know, hopefully we can raise a few hundred thousand here today and then, you know, reach more youngsters. And I'm very, very thankful for all the celebrities who give us their time and come out here. We got a perfect day weather-wise here today. And so, you know, we're just looking forward to kicking it off and having Commissioner Manfred hit the first tee shot and send us on our way.
Is that part of your job description? You have to let him hit the first shot?
No, I make him hit the first shot. No, I'm not playing today. So,
tell me about how important this is to the foundation to have this golf and tennis outing today.
Well, it's very important because it's all about resources as far as the programs that we can provide for our students. And this is, we raise all of our own funds, and this is a great day for people that come out and support us, but also for us and able to be able to fund the programs.
And you're holding your own because you're running the tennis end of this, right?
Well, I'm not running it. I'm just going to try to play, but have fun with it.
All right, Allie, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
With Joe and Allie Torrey of the Safe at Home Foundation, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.